This is a procedure recording for Mr. Soleimani Sono, S-O-U-L-E-Y-M-A-N-E, last name Sono, S-O-N-O. Date of birth is 2/23/1998. Date of procedure is 5/11/2022. The procedure being done is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy, number 2 epidurogram, number 3 intravenous injection of the tendon or ligament, injection of the intraspinous ligament L3-L4, injection of the intraspinous ligament L4-L5, intraspinous injection of the L5-S1. The first procedure, interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection, is done according to the protocol. The interspinous injection will be discussed after I discuss the medical indication. So the medical indication or medical necessity for this gentleman is as follows. The patient is a victim of an automobile accident leading to a bulging disc at L4, L5 and L5-S1, indenting the ventral thecal sac, elevating the posterior longitudinal ligament with the narrowing of the left lateral recess, bilateral neural foramen and narrowing. And also there is a increased signal within the interspinous ligament of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, causing the consistent with the interspinous ligament injury and edema, and confirmed by the pain in these areas. The LESI is expected to relieve the disc issues and inflammation issues, and interspinous ligament injection to bring the local healing. The patient has been advised about all this injection process. All the risk and reward have been explained to him. Consent has been signed. And the procedure for LESI intraspinous ligament injection should bring relief to the patient, early healing, decrease the need for surgery, and decrease the need for pain medications, and ADL improvement. These are the goals. The procedure for LESI is done according to the protocol. The injection to the intraspinous ligament L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 is done as follows. After the LESI was completed with the epidurogram, patient was now informed about the injection to the intraspinous ligaments. As per MRI reports, the utilizing the fluoroscopy, the area between the spine of L3 and L4 was chosen. And utilizing a 2-inch long needle with the 5cc syringe, the area of the interspinous ligament was easily accessed, and it was confirmed by the oblique and lateral views of the fluoroscopy, and injection was carried out using 5cc of dexamethasone and morphine. Similar injections were done at L4, L5 and L5-S1. Pictures were taken and proof were given. The patient reported significant relief. Band-aid was applied at each location after withdrawing the needle incomplete. All the entire procedure was done aseptically. Thank you.